I'm Nicole.
I'm Marlena.
And we are your failure ambassadors.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the third episode of our podcast.
Yes, to the seven-ish of you listening.
Ten-ish.
Oh.
I think it's going up.
I want to apologize because I did not look at the calendar correctly, and I completely forgot about this past Monday, and that we didn't record anything, and I didn't edit anything, and that's why nothing was posted. I know all of you were just so upset about that.
They were hanging on the edge of their seats waiting for that third episode to drop today.
I know. I'm sorry. Okay. Anyways, today we have a guest with us.
Hi, I'm Susanna. I'm not sick anymore.
Woo!
Back and ready to go.
Woohoo!
We're excited to have you here, Susanna.
Thanks. Susanna was actually in the studio with us for like the first three attempts on episode one.
Yeah. She roughed it out with us that first episode.
Really helped us out there. Okay, why don't we go into our failure of the week?
I will start with my failure of the week. As promised, I went back home for spring break, and I started working again. Yay, woohoo.
In the hospital.
And so my failure of the week is going to come from that experience. I picked up a shift on a different floor than the floor I normally work at. And so they put me on like a float position, which just means that I like answer call bells and I can go around, and they have two one-on-ones, which are when somebody sits in the room with the patient. Can be for like numerous reasons. But part of my job as a float was to relieve the people that were sitting in there so that they could get a break, because it's basically like you sit in a chair and you're like staring at the patient. So I go in.
That's not creepy at all.
It feels creepy when you're doing it. There's no getting around it. It's just to make sure that nothing happens. Sometimes like older people with dementia will have a one-on-one.
And this is 24/7.
And it's 24/7, somebody in the room with the patient. And so I go to this room, and like I said, there's two on this floor, and they're very similar numbers. So like think 122 and 124. Like they're very similar numbers, not the real numbers. But I wasn't paying attention to the room number when I walked in. And so I took over somebody's spot and was like, yeah, go take a break, you know, take a break, whatever. And I'm sitting there chatting with the patient. And then I get a call from the charge nurse. And she's like, oh, I need you to go to room 124 to be taking over for the one-on-one because our staffing has changed and she's leaving. And I was like, oh, that's great. I'm already there. I'm already like taking over. No problem. 15 minutes rolls around. I realize I am not in room 124. I'm in room 122. And so I had just told somebody that I was in a room that I wasn't in on a one-to-one. And I momentarily panicked just a little bit and felt super embarrassed. So then I had to call her back and I was like, actually, I'm not in that room. I'll go when this girl gets back from break. Finally, she comes back and I go to relieve the other girl. And turns out she's in like the float pool of workers, which means she goes to different hospitals when there's open shifts. So she had to drive like 30 minutes to another hospital and I was already 30 minutes late. So she was like an hour and a half late to her next shift. My bad. I got the room numbers mixed up and thought I was in the right room. I was not. So that is my fail of the week.
Wow. That is hard to beat.
I was like, thankfully none of these people know me. I was very embarrassed. All right. Now that I've told my fail, Nicole?
Mine is not nearly as exciting or entertaining as Marlena's. The Monday of spring break, I went to go get my license renewed. And ever since COVID, you have to make an appointment. And so I made an appointment, got there on time, got checked in, finally got to see someone. I sit down. She takes my old ID. She looks at it. And then she looks at her calendar on her desk. And this worker goes, I'm sorry, honey, you got to come back tomorrow. And I was like, what do you mean? Because it's 45 minutes away from my house. And, you know, gas isn't cheap right now.
No, it's not.
So I was like, what do you mean? And she goes, so you actually can't renew your license. You can only renew your license within 7 days before your 21st birthday. And she was like, and this is the 8th day. I was like, are you kidding me? And she was like, no, but I can set you up with an appointment. I can make it right now. And I was like, okay. No one told me that. I didn't see it anywhere on the website. If I would have known, I would have made it for the next day. And as soon as we get home, we check the mail. And sitting there in the mail that was just delivered on Monday, that day, was a letter from the DMV or MVA, whatever you call it in your state. And it said exactly what that lady told me.
That's funny.
Yep.
Oh, no.
So then had to drive another 45 minutes back the next day. It was great.
Does yours expire on your 21st birthday?
No. Okay. Mine expires in May. Yeah, so I turned 21 on March 21st.
That's, well, won't be tomorrow when you're listening to this, but it's tomorrow for us recording it.
Yep.
Woohoo!
Happy birthday, Nicole.
Thank you. But I'll be in Ireland when it expires, when it's set to expire. And rather than, like, pay the fee for it, like, expiring and then you going to renew it, because you're supposed to renew it before it expires.
I'm learning so much. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. So instead of doing that, you're allowed to renew it 3 months before it expires. Okay, Susanna, what about you? Would you like to share your weekly fail?
Okay, so my weekly fail has actually happened today and is still going on from today.
Ooh, do tell.
Well, it's kind of a mix from yesterday into today. So today, I think for most people, since it's the first day back from break, has not been a great day for most people. And for me in particular, everything and anything has been in my brain all day. Boys, school, work, money, everything.
All the important things.
All the important things. So I wanted to distract myself by doing a little Tinder swiping because it's a good distraction, especially when you're like, you can look through attractive guys that you want to put your time into. So I went to do that last night, and I haven't caught up on Tinder in a very long time. So I've had like a lot of backed up messages from the past couple months, like 2.5 months at least.
So no need to flex on us like that.
No, I know, right?
No, I'm just whatever.
take the compliment.
But so I went to go respond to all of them last night. And when you're typing, like I'm a pretty fast typer on my phone. And when you're typing the same message over and over again, you get to do it pretty quickly. And so I was answering people pretty rapidly. And I guess Tinder thought that I was a bot because I was answering messages so fast. So this morning, when I was like, okay, I need a distraction, let me go Tinder swiping. I went to go Tinder swiping, and it made me verify I was a human, so I had to click the lobster. So I clicked the lobster. And then it told me that I had to, it said, due to recent activity, we have to verify your account, because I'm not, like, verified to be the same person in my pictures, which I tried to do, but it didn't work. Anyway, I went to do it again today, and it said, when I submitted it, it said, thank you, it's in for review. This will only take a few minutes, but you can eat a snack. And this was at around 2 o'clock today. And so I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, that's fine. And it's still not verified. It's still under review. I'm like, I could have eaten the whole last supper at this point. I just don't get it. So that's my fail of the week, is that Tinder just won't verify me. So
that was too good. I'm sorry. I have no response. That was just really funny.
Marlena, do you have a failure fact?
No.
Why not?
Because it was the week of spring break, I decided to put all schoolwork, anything that showed any sign of intelligent life, out of my brain. So I don't have a fact. And I'm not looking one up right now. We're going factless this week.
Okay. Well, funny enough, Susanna, your story with Tinder kind of relates to our topic today. And our topic today is
love, or lack thereof.
Perfect.
Marlena, do you have any dating fails, love life fails?
Not that I can think of currently. But how about you, Nicole?
I don't know what you would call it. Maybe a talking fail, you know?
Right, talking.
Thanks.
Why don't you elaborate for our audience?
So I had met this guy in a class. It was last year. Right around this time, actually.
See, it feels like so long ago.
Last year, he reached out to me. We were just having casual conversations, like back and forth.
Okay.
It was like, hi, how are you?
It seemed rather brief.
We hung out a couple of times, but like, besides that, nothing really came of it.
He was an interesting guy.
Well, I mean, like, he was really nice, like, really respectful, and then...
He just kind of fell off.
Yeah, he kind of just fell off. Like, the conversations were going nowhere.
I would say, like, any smart person, though, you turned it over to us, your friends, to see if we could figure this out.
And they were very confused by it.
I was. Were you?
I mean, I didn't know as much about it, but from what I did know, I was also a little confused.
Yeah, I mean, just, like, the whole situation was, like, really weird. I don't know. It was just, like, confusing, which I guess everything revolving, like, dating and love life is, like, normally confusing, but I think this is, like, on a whole nother level of what is happening.
Well, because it got to the point where it was no longer, like, you two wondering if you were interested. You both, at some point, said you were interested in each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then it disappeared.
And then it was just like, okay, who's going to make the next move?
And nobody did.
I don't want to be the one that has, like, I don't want to have to make the move.
Right. He needed to pursue you a little bit further. Yeah. He didn't. It's his fail.
And he wasn't very interesting from what I gathered with the phrases he would say.
So, yeah, I mean, like, just all around the whole situation, I think, was just weird. And just a fail in general. But, I mean...
We learned a lot from it.
We got some jokes out of it.
It's my favorite category of jokes to make around Nicole.
Yeah, it is.
She does hate me a little bit for that, but it's okay.
Well, because she made it right after, like, the situation had happened.
There wasn't enough time for the wound to heal.
Yeah. If we can, yeah.
I poured salt right in that wound.
And had fun doing it.
I did.
But yeah, I think of all of us, Susanna's going to have the most, like, funny, entertaining stories because
she has a love life.
Yes.
I wouldn't say I have a love life, but I'm looking for one.
Like, one right now in your senior year?
No, like, no, I don't know.
You're, like, pursuing
love. Pursuing, thank you. Something in your love life. Pursuing boys, I guess. Anyway, there's one that I can think of right now off the top of my head, and it was from a very long time ago. I was still in high school, and I matched with this guy on Tinder. And it was one of those people, and I feel like this always happens to me at least, is like when I actually end up going out with somebody or hanging out with somebody, it's always the people that I look back and I'm like, what was I thinking? Swiping right on this person? And like, because it gets to that point on Tinder, if you're swiping for a long time and you haven't gotten a match in a while, that you're just like, yeah, this person's good enough, I'll swipe right. And it must have been one of those. But it was before I had my license, and we decided we would hang out at the mall. We didn't decide what we were going to do at the mall. We just said we were going to meet at the mall.
I didn't know people still did that. It feels very 1960s, no?
I think it's cute.
But like I said, it was before I had my license. He had his, so he drove there, but my dad had to drive me. And it's like 20 minutes from my house, this mall. So it's a decent drive for my dad to take. So we got there, and I'm a very self-conscious eater. So I wasn't planning on eating anything. But that was the first thing he wanted to do. So we went to the food court, and he was like, do you want anything? And I was like, no, I'm okay. Because he was going to offer to pay, but it was like the first date I've ever really been on. It was the first like real date. So I really didn't know how to act, so I didn't want him to pay for me because I felt awkward about it. So then I decided I would just buy fries because they're like they're not too bad of a self-conscious thing to eat.
Yeah, makes sense.
And then it was so awkward. We were just not talking. And you could tell that it was just very awkward. And then we decided, hey, why don't we try to go see a movie? So we went down to the movie theater and we looked to see what movies were playing, and Venom was playing. The first one.
Throwback.
I told you, this was a long time ago. But the soonest showing was like an hour and a half from that time. So
oh,
I decided to pay for the tickets.
For his?
For his too. He was gonna pay for the popcorn. But we were like, what are we gonna do for an hour and a half? At least that's what I was saying in my brain. I don't know what his brain was doing, because it was very awkward. It was really awkward. So we decided to go to the arcade that's in the mall, and there's like a bowling alley and stuff. We decided to go there, and apparently he knows just about every person that works there, because we walk in and we decided we were going to go bowling, and he's talking to all these people. I was like, this is not going anywhere, because I thought, okay, why don't we go see a movie? This way we don't have to talk to each other, because it was awkward.
Wait. Did he not introduce you to all these people that he was talking to?
No.
Oh.
And then we finally went bowling. And it wasn't as awkward because it gave us something to talk about. And so we bowled, and then we saw the movie. And the whole time, like, the movie was good. I really enjoyed the movie. It's a good movie. But that was about it. And then we had to wait for my dad to come and pick me up. Well, he didn't have to, but he waited anyway. And we just walked laps around this mall. And didn't talk. We did like 3 laps around the top floor of the mall.
Were you just like standing next to each other, walking side by side?
Side by side, exactly.
All I can picture is like the old, I don't know how your guys' mall is, but like we have like the old ladies that go there to basically like do their little indoor track,
just a little power walk.
Yeah, my mom used to do that with me and my sister and let us run around.
Yeah, and that's all I can picture though, is like you two like awkwardly walking and
that's
then, like,
what it was.
Grandma speeding by.
It's like I said, it's not a big mall, so it wasn't like a far walk, but
you just
we did
didn't
that.
Talk.
No. We were like, so, that was a good movie. It was so bad. It was so bad. And then my dad finally got there, and I was like, drive away, drive away, drive away. And now he has a kid, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's interesting that, like, your love life fails, Susanna, come from Tinder. So do we think, like, what are our opinions on dating apps? Do we think that we're actually going to find someone, like, long term? Like, these are just, like, your own personal, like, opinions.
Susanna?
I think it's possible.
Yeah.
I think that there's certain people that are looking for a relationship, like, long term on Tinder and dating apps. I think you have to go to the right dating app sometimes. But my mom has said it, because I know I was always worried about telling my mom, oh, can I go hang out with a guy from a dating app online? Because I knew I would have to tell her. And one of the things she said was, as long as you're safe and you know that he's real and you've talked to him and you've done the due diligence to make sure that you're going to be okay.
And then, not murdered.
Exactly. And she said something and it made more sense, because my dad never understood it. And my mom said to my dad, there's no other way to really meet people these days other than online.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very
like,
true.
Like, at least something like that. Because my mom, when she was growing up, lived in Brooklyn. And she would just go to the bar and meet someone at the bar. And yes, we can do that too. But if you don't live in a big city and you're just surrounded by people you don't want to pursue a love interest in, then what else are you going to do?
Yeah. I mean, I personally can't be like, you can't find love on a dating app, just because my cousin, who just recently got married, met her husband on a dating app, and they're, like, very happy. And I know, like, family friends that have done it, too.
And it all started with a swipe.
That's in reference to a Tinder commercial that we've been hearing nonstop. But, I mean, I totally agree with you, because I think it really depends on the person and the app, because I feel like each app has, like, a reputation for a reason, between Tinder and Bumble. And then, like, there's also, like, what, Hinge?
If I see any more ads for Hinge.
Marlena, do you have something that you want to tell us about all these ads that you're getting, these personalized ads?
I think they just, you know, my phone is listening to me. It hears me talk about it. Then next thing you know, I've got ads for Hinge, Tinder, a pizza robot, all sorts of ads that are coming up. So I'm just saying they should create something new.
Well, what are your opinions on dating apps?
I think they're interesting. I don't know. I would agree with you guys. Like, I think it depends on the time, place, and person. And, like, what you're looking to get out of it. I think it's good for meeting people because you're right. In today's, like, world, there's no chance that you can meet.
Like you used to.
Right.
Like, see someone on the street and not be scared that you're going to be murdered.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And the other thing about it, though, is, like I said earlier with my fail of the week, it's a good distraction. It's a fun game. It's a good distraction. And I don't know. It's fun.
Especially like Tinder, like low stakes.
Yeah, exactly.
Every once in a while, Susanna lets us swipe. And it is a lot of fun.
Yeah, we don't have our own accounts, but we like to look at Susanna's and be like, oh.
Huh. We're like left, maybe right, left. So it is fun. I see the appeal.
Well, thank you, Susanna, for being our first guest and being willing to share your love life fails, dating fails.
Thank you for having me. It was a fun time.
Yeah. Thanks again, Susanna, for joining us. We're glad you're feeling better and you were able to come talk with us about love lives or lack thereof. Who knows? Maybe by the time we wrap this podcast up, something will have changed. We're going to keep looking on the bright side and considering when life doesn't give you lemons in our next episode. Thanks for listening and good night.